Here's another one. And another one. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Ladies Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn sh- alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused. And the dope is like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap made with the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Don't make anybody mad. Just remember, it's all out of love, fool. all out of love. And then with that, if you need to hit your girl up, 347-884-8745. Send me an email, sistermusicsnacks@gmail.com. And if you like good talk radio, good controversial, shake them up, current events, all of that good stuff, check your girl out on Saturdays as a cool critic on the J. King Network. Saturdays, the cool critics, that's what it is. A lot different from this show. But big ups to Coach Ali for coming back, coming back. He's back with Mondays, Money Motivated Monday, and on Wednesday, and right back again for Throwback Thursday. Check your boy out. Check him out. And that number for all the shows, 347-884-8745. The girl's feeling good because I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. So I'm feeling a certain kind of way. That's right. And we're going to jump right on into some Dej Loaf. Man, Dej Loaf, she had a little incident. She ate some weed brownies and wasn't feeling so good. Everything in moderation, boo. Everything in moderation. But with that, this Kid Ink, Be Real, featuring Dej Loaf. Let's go, y'all. Recovery, from her little incident, and we hope she's learned. Like I said, everything in moderation, boo. Everything in moderation. So if you need to hit your girl up, 347-884-8745. And I hope everybody's been having a pleasant week, and I hope everybody had a great last week as well. You know, it's been a, you know, I guess the kids are back, you know, the kids started school, so I made it through the first week of school. Woohoo! So, you know, now we're feeling the momentum, trying to get everything, you know, feeling that how everything's going to work out. And so things, it seems like it's running, you know, smooth like butter. So far, so good. I will keep you guys updated. And with that, this is Shaya Moore with just another dope hook, y'all. Yeah. Let's go.
My flow gets stupid dumb. They wonder how I do it and where I just grew up from. I tell them I'm from that east side, so come and get you some. Bring that Henny, hit up Sunny, yeah, he the plug. But I don't fuck with drugs. Let's take it back to 98, where niggas just sell drugs. Get to get out, about to ride out, with the top out, can't cop out, no drop out. Nigga gun go bow bow, get your money out, say out out, hit the doubt out, running like a wild child. Wonder who we supposed to be, when everything in life is free. Then braid, I see you stealing seeds, that was never me. I understand now who I'm supposed to be. An East Coast chick with the West Side Steve. One day I'ma just see palm trees. MD living with big Kelly dreams. Why you only just fucking with the cream? DMG, yeah, that's the team. Got a little buzz and they fucking with me. Then they fucking with me. I like smoking with you. So what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issues. No need to be confused. Cause I like smoking with you. So what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issues. No need to be confused. Smoking with ya, so what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issue, no need to be confused. Cause I like smoking with ya, so what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issue, no need to be confused. Not talking about that weed, I'm talking about this music. I love how we connect, and then we don't abuse it. Those negative thoughts, go ahead and lose it. Cause what I'm cooking up, man, this shit gon' be a nuisance. Y'all can't handle this. Walk up at the spot, do damage. My life may seem average. Eating up beats like a savage. Yeah, I may bring a little baggage. Hopefully y'all can manage. Money team eating green like cabbage. Got a problem, go ahead and add this. Turn your TVs on and see these white bitches with they titties out. Bitches all up in my house, no penthouse, but it's still a home. Keep those pistols out. Nigga, ain't no question, niggas out here second guessing. Pretty soon you'll learn the lesson. Careful out here, niggas messing. Give no fuck, so now they gassing. I'ma keep it gunning, man, this rap shit is a blessing. Reunite for the night like I'm the Jetson. Rolls up sleeve, then pull out my Letterman. Born and raised out Kettering, spit so good like a motherfucking veteran. As you see, man, I'm never settling. I sound so clean. One day I'ma see palm trees. MD living with big Kelly trees. DMG, yeah, that's the team. Now they fucking with me. Now they fucking with me. I like smoking with you. So what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issue. No need to be confused. Cause I like smoking with you. So what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issue. No need to be confused. Smoking with ya, so what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issue, no need to be confused. Cause I like smoking with ya, so what you trying to do? And I ain't got no issue, no need to be confused.
Hope you brought a rubber blazer, cause I got on rain boots and Vicky's Secret. I let her tell you. Ain't gotta pull her to the side, cause we edible. Dinner's ready, welcome back. Say hello, kitty, cause I'm a wildcat. And the only thing playing is that music in the background. Know you when we face down with the bubble up. You up that bubble saw. See you undressing with your eyes, but my clothes are off. Fresh out of towel, but I'm into noise. You good at arousal, you could be my towel boy.
Trip to
here's a double play, Tamra Bubble. That was Power Boy. This right here is Dear Bet. Let's keep it moving, y'all.
Dear B-E-T. You know what it is? Bubble on deck.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting you to get it right, my dear. Yeah. Just you have me spitting on the mic and slowly sipping right this year. Book my flight any price, top 10. Cause you be wishing on a star when, baby, I'm right here. I'm oblivious to drama. I don't cater to beat. I brought some dollars for your moms to clear the places and leave. Got the nerve to be all out to throw them drinks around me. Before I throw them tips at her toes and she rock tips on her feet. Excuse me, is that acrylic kicking rocks all week? Break your locks, are we really dealing with toenails at the doctor? I see no Dolly Lama, I'm allergic to lima beans. Lames and corny memes, they drain me like drama mean. Same as them drama queens, they be snorting their 15 minutes. So they claim the fame in their game is crack fiend. Is ya? They lack dreams when they could be close. 20 years in the same hood, you should've been with Postal. You always gonna be local if you lost me. In the shack, it's kinda saucy, got that mustard in it. The added spice, bubble flow, be on the ketchup, we winning. Know when I feel a couple laughs, he got that washboard in him. Oh yeah, I need a towel boy that I can surfboard with. Be laying pipe under my sink until I learn how to swim. I got the medical arrangement depending on my position. Start sending me your location, I just might be on the missionary to stop the hunger, help feed the street. Cause it's a shame, I hate to see a grown man I eat. Drop the promo, hate to see a grown man I beat. Not to mention, hate to see a grown fan I tweet. My name be ringing bells, a couple bars on my sleeve. Soon as I start killing the game, I learn to deal with the grief. Couple bars in my stash is my retirement fund. And keep a couple on the dash when I ride shotgun. I keep a couple in my bag if you purchasing some. You know it ride the beat well, I'm kinda slick with the tongue. Battery in my back, I'm a baddie ready for battle. like the caddy holding the club. Slaughterhouse for the cattle. Happily married the music. The freestyle is just a saddle. Buckle up. The DJs are breaking records. It's a shatter. Knuckle up. The DJs are playing favorites. Folks scatter. We made all the greatest music. Bet them Black Lives Matter.
That was Tama Bubba. We're going to keep this thing rocking. Like I said, your girl feeling a certain way. This right here is Roxanne Shante. Go on, girl. Roxanne Shante, listen, if you guys haven't went to go check out that new movie, Straight Outta Compton, you guys have got to do it. Man, it's such a history lesson, and I don't want to date myself, but yeah, it's definitely something to see. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it an 8, 8.5, 9, because it's that good. It's a long movie. 2 hours and 22 minutes, but it is well worth it. Definitely. So go check it out. With that said, this right here is Kendrick Lamar. He's featuring on a Compton album that Dr. Dre recently dropped as well. Check it all out, y'all. Check it all out.
I got a bone up here. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again. I'm mad. But I ain't stressing. True friends. One question. Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no luck.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game.
game. Got the whole world talking King Kuta. Everybody wanna cut the legs off 'em. When you got the yams. The yam is the power that beats. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all sharing bars like you got the bottom bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking bum.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was fucking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta. Everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kuta.
Black man taking no luck.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta. Everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kuta.
When you got the yams. The yam running out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desire. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy in face.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
black man taking no luck.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Goat mouth mammy fuck.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody's screaming Compton, I should probably run from here when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, buried, whoa, whoa. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't shit, but a fat vagina. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Limitinic with a gold play. Straight from the bottom, it's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king.
Oh, yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
black man taking no luck.
Oh, yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Remember, you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
King Kuta, Kendrick Lamar. Speaking of that, guess what time it is? Da-da-da-da. It's Music Snacks time, people. Your girl, Sista Music Snacks, got those stories for that ass. Two stories, one, two. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see, there's a lot going on. But this one right here goes along with that song that we just heard. King Kuta, Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Compton, all of it. Let's see. Dee Barnes and Michelle don't really buy Dr. Dre's apology. Dr. Dre recently revisited his heinous past as a woman beater, the way you expect a man of his stature and profile to respond. Through a statement funneled through the New York Times, the 50-year-old hip-hop legend apologized specifically to the woman he had hurt, a bet not by name. The documented stories of the victims, journalist Dee Barnes, a former friend of the NWA leading up to Ice-T's departure from the group, an ex-girlfriend and label mate Michelle, have since risen to the top of the news pile since the hit movie Straight Outta Compton erased them from coverage in an apparent bout of convenient amnesia. Barnes, who has maintained she was blackballed from the industry since settling with Dre out of court in the early 90s, recently penned her second column with Barker regarding the incident where she addresses his most recent apology. I have been routinely accused of living in the past and not letting this go. But it was Dr. Dre himself who was living in the past and couldn't let it go. So he created a permanent reminder of the Dee Barnes incident, Barnes writes, in the reference to her name being mentioned in Eminem's 1999 single, Guilty Conscience, the first digital age allusion to the incident. And Eminem is not the only one. There are numerous songs that mention the incident enough that essentially turned me into a punchline. Of the women assaulted by Dre, I was the only one to press criminal charges against him. I'm also the only one whose name later came up in one of his songs, Guilty Conscience, and the other songs containing the reference are products of clear and obvious misogyny on a cultural level, and for what? Jokes? While Warren is sincere that she hopes Dre's apology is as genuine as her forgiveness, she still plans on clearing the air in her developing memoir, Music Myth and Misogyny, Memoirs of a Female MC. Misha Lay, on the other hand, wasn't as accommodating with her response. In fact, she feels it was some sort of marketing ploy to get theaters packed and headphones sold. I didn't ask for a public apology, and I think if he's going to apologize, he should do it individually, she tells BBC Radio 5, to just group us like we are nothing and nobody. I just don't think it's sincere. Treat us like we have names. He's selling a movie. I just think it's good PR at the moment, which opens up the floor for any solution to the current situation that could be rooted in absence. Does Dre need to become the face of domestic violence? Whereas he, a married man for going on 19 years, hasn't shied away from such behavior. Even his latest release, the 16-year album Drought Breaker Compton, doesn't celebrate the misogyny and women-swapping ethos that helped amass his fortune. It's a question only of parties involved in a private setting can sum up and answer. I don't know. What do you guys think? Does it matter? Should we care? Is the man 50? Has he moved on? Has he progressed? Has he grown? It's a lot of stuff. Is it for us to decide? No. Is it for us to judge? No. But what I will say, it is a good story. It is a good story, and it is great entertainment. But unfortunately, at the expense of two women, Dee Barnes and Misha Lay. Wow, man. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. I'm going to throw in my favorite three letters. SMH. Shaking my head. Because with that one, man, Dee, I'm just going to throw up my fist and say, fight the power, girl. Fight the power. Well, let's check it out. Terrence Howard wins small penis blackmail victory against ex-wife. Listen, I usually don't do stories like this, but man, this was so, the title was just so catchy, it just pulled me right on in. So I'm going to pull you guys right on in with it as well. Terrence Howard and his divorce struggles are the stuff of legend, but the actor won a small victory after a judge overturned a divorce settlement in his favor. The judge decided that Howard was threatened to sign the settlement due to his ex-wife, Michelle Gantz, threatening to leak photos of his alleged small penis and other questionable media to the public. The Associated Press reported on the court developments Monday from Los Angeles Superior Court, which effectively sent Gantz pursuit of Howard's salary he earned from the hit Fox show Empire. The pair will now also have to negotiate the terms of their settlement, which Howard supposedly signed in 2012 under the threat that Gantz would expose sensitive material that could damage him. The New York Daily News also picked up the story, noting that Howard was in tears during his testimony. From the Daily News, Howard's ex was no cookie lion, but Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Thomas Trent Lewis said she was manipulative enough to scare him into thinking she would leak private details about him, including phone sex recordings with other women and a video of the actor dancing naked in a bathroom. The evidence of extortion or duress was unrefuted, Lewis said in his ruling. The ruling means Howard and his ex-wife, Michelle Gant, will have to negotiate a new financial agreement. The Empire star tearfully testified about Gant's threats during a recent hearing. Lewis did not hear from Gant because her attorney did not submit a sworn statement from her in advance of the hearing. Howard's love life has been on a bit of a downturn after it was revealed that he and his wife, Neera Pak, separated in July. However, it seems that Howard and Pak are still friendly, as she was in court with him earlier this month during settlement hearings with Gant. Man, I don't know, but I'm kind of glad that his little penis picture didn't get out, because we didn't need to see that. We really didn't need to see that. And with that, IJS, I'm just saying and throwing in my other favorite three letters, estimates, shaking my head, because whatever, man. And with that, that closes this week's Music Snack. All right, people, that is just what it is. Just what it is. And rest in peace to your girl, Aaliyah, because it has been 14 years today that she has been gone. 14 years, a very long time. And her music will still continue to live on, people. Live on. Long live the legacy of Aaliyah. And with that, we're going to keep it moving, because that's what it's just about, y'all, on a fantabulous Tuesday, August the 25th, on that ass. On that ass. If you need to hit your girl up, hit me up, 347-884-8745. Don't forget to check out your boy, Coach Motherfucking Ali, tomorrow night on Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Just check him out. That's what it is. That's what it is. And if you need to send your girl an email, hit me up. SisterMusicSax@gmail.com. Gmail.com, y'all. We're going to keep this music thing moving. And I really want to feel like hearing some Snoop. Well, it's not even, it is the Snoop off the Bush, his last CD, the Bush album, featuring your boy, for real. I do want to hear California Roll, because that's my shit right about now. That's my shit. With that, we going to keep it rocking and rolling. And here we go, California Roll, y'all. Let's go.
Yo, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
No hands, got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Cadillac, Cadillac, pop that trunk. Let's take a shot, all of you that don't. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Shake it, shake it, girl.
Just a little bit of.
Little, 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 wiggle.
Shake what your mama gave you. Misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do? Taste my raindrops, cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it. Overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby.
Future behind you.
Jason Derulo featuring your boy Uncle Snoop Dogg. I couldn't resist. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist. Like I said, your girl feeling a certain kind of way on this fantabulous Tuesday. And I've been gone for a while and I'm missing everybody. So I'm just kind of had to wiggle, wiggle, wiggle with it. So that's your girl. These are my girls from the Bay to L.A., but right now they up here in the Bay, and they putting it down, doing the summertime thing. They are performing at festivals, outdoor events, whatever, barbecues, wherever you need them. These are my girls, three. Can't have you. Let's go, y'all.
I caught you with that bitch. Thought that you could hide, but I found out where she lives.
Gonna keep this thing moving. This is a double play, mixed emotions. Three.
Show me, you just gotta show me. Words do nothing for me. Hold me, you just gotta hold me. Take over control.
Show me, you just gotta show me.
My girls, three. That's right. They just had a cool performance this weekend at a festival here in Oakland. Oakland, the town. Yeah, this is Treveria Probation Remix.
I'm gonna say, probation remix. I knew a nigga that should have got fine, but he got probation.
Probation.
Dirty did 2 out of 10 night on parole. And I'm a doll. It's an occupation.
Ain't nowhere to run.
From the law, if you want me, you can catch me on the corner by the store. Got a warrant, I've been out of town torn. Tell my PO, I'm a caller, trying to get my life in order. Try to lock me up, throw away the key. Have a nigga in the crib with a bracelet on my feet. From the gutter, you can tell. Tell Deb, get the bell. Got the boys on my tail.
Ain't nowhere to run, ain't nowhere to grind.
About green mush, no trash bags to throw. I'm on paperwork, my paperwork, my paper trail, 10 mil to tell. I'd sell everything if I had to sell, just to get my little ones to the family meal. But it's hard to appeal when a man to plead, cause a nigga told something that they claim they need. Over greed, jealousy, how pills are weak. Or cocaine or lean is all the same to me. And ain't nowhere to run, you can't handle me. I'm a grind, tell the tales, wanna tell on me. Don't wanna see me shine, and it's hard to see. But Gucci Mane the G. And I control the streets.
Ooh, yeah. Ain't nowhere to run.
My word and my 4 pounds. Hating niggas that you're trying to see a nigga fall. Cause they know they can't survive when they behind the wall. A lot of niggas locked from a nigga that you thought was real. But his heart was made of cotton, yours is made of steel. Always keep your mouth duct tape, he knew the drill. Keep your mouth on lock, he wasn't real.